Hello, everyone. My name is Kristen Kaufman, for those of you whom I've not had the chance to meet. And this month for my Alignment Inc. blog, I wanted to actually do a podcast because during this month of Thanksgiving, I think it's only fitting to ask the poignant question, you know, for what am I grateful? And many years ago, actually prior to me losing my family, I actually did a very similar post, as I believe expressing gratitude is probably the single most important aspect of life. And it's so easy to take so many of our gifts and blessings for granted. So today and this month, I tried to capture a few blessings for which I'm grateful. Some are obvious and some aren't so obvious. But I, for one, believe that by deliberately cultivating gratitude, we can increase our well-being and our happiness. So in addition to grateful thinking, and especially giving that expression of it to others, I believe it has been proven to actually increase levels of energy and optimism and empathy for others. So today I wanted to just share a few things for which I'm grateful, and I hope that it might stimulate your own thoughts and perhaps give you cause for pause, so to speak, about our many blessings, especially here in the United States and as we approach Thanksgiving. So here we go. I'm grateful for the love and unconditional support and encouragement and the tremendous role models that my family, in particular my mom and dad, have provided and offered to me throughout my life. And many of you all know I lost my parents a couple of years ago. It's been a very hard transition, but I am still so incredibly grateful for them. I was also, I lost my puppy Lulu, which is the other person, or I should say four-legged friend, for which I'm grateful. She was a rescue schnauzer, and she was just this unbelievable angel and provided me amazing unconditional love throughout, probably most singularly, the hardest part of my life. So I was very grateful to have had Lulu. I'm very grateful for my health. I've had a number of health challenges, as many of my followers know, most recently this past month. But I am very grateful to say that I am at this point healthy, and I'm very grateful to the doctors and the nurses who over the past couple of years have uncovered some pretty serious things, and we've been able to treat them, and any one of which could have taken my life, but they did not. So I'm very grateful for my health. I'm very grateful to my friends for their love and their generous interest in my life and their loyalty. I have a tremendous girl posse of amazing friends from all walks of life who have been incredible assets and gifts to my life. So I'm very grateful to my friends. I'm very grateful for all of the men and women who have served our country over the decades. My father was an amazing patriot and really reared my sister and I with that same philosophy. And so many of these men and women have given their lives just to enable our freedom. And so coming from a family of veterans and my father having spent 11 months in a Korean hospital with multiple operations, I wrote about that actually in my third book, I think oftentimes our freedoms are taken for granted. And I just want to be very open about my gratitude and how indebted I feel to these armed services for our freedoms and the safeties that we experience today. I'm actually grateful to Mean Girls. And yes, many of us have had experiences with Mean Girls in our life. They continue to show their insecurities and competitive natures, but yet through that, they've taught me resilience and the value of true friendship. So there's a distinction. And again, I'm so grateful for those loyal, steadfast friends who have stood with me throughout my entire life. I have a few friends that have literally been my very closest friends since childhood. I'm grateful to my clients and customers for their confidence and for enabling me to continue to grow and learn in my profession. I cannot even begin to express how thankful I am for these amazing people who have crossed my path and who are enabling me the opportunity to serve them and their organizations in a profession that I love so dearly. I'm grateful for the dark night of the soul. Many of us have experienced the dark night of the soul. I'm grateful for that because it illuminated my current calling and it positioned me for the alignment that I now am experiencing in my life. So the dark night of the soul actually was the path that I traveled to ultimately bring me to where I am today. I'm actually grateful for the impermanence of life and the joy of ongoing evolution and change. I think if anything, COVID was wrapped in sandpaper. You know, as my dear friend said to me recently, COVID was a gift wrapped in sandpaper. It illuminated this impermanence of life, and we have only the present moment. And this experience, I think, has heightened that reality. So I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for the joy of this ongoing learning and experiences that life is offering all of us. I'm very grateful for rough seas, as they have given me so much autobiographical material for such rich stories that I've written about in all three of my books. And I'm actually working on my fourth book right now, all of which are very autobiographical. And I think they come from, you know, the challenges and the hurdles that we all face in life. And that's kind of where the richness in many cases lies. I am very grateful to the skeptics that were very skeptical of my entrepreneurial journey. I started this entrepreneurial journey almost 18 years ago, and I think at the time people thought I'd lost my mind because I was leaving a career, a very successful career in corporate, and I went out on my own, and those skeptics actually have served as my catalyst. So I'm very grateful to those skeptics who pushed me without even possibly knowing that they were pushing me. I'm grateful for the moon. This may seem a little esoteric, but I'm very grateful to the moon. And most recently, we've had full moons, we've had blood moons, we've had the lunar eclipse. They gloriously display our incredible universe and the numerous stars and the enchanting quiet of the night when we are able to look up at this moon and the vastness of the universe in which we have just a very small part. I'm very grateful for that. It gives you perspective. It gives me perspective. I'm very grateful for that. I am grateful to the thousands of professionals in our lives, from the bank tellers to the salon workers to the receptionists who serve and support our lives each and every day. And so many times these are unsung heroes, and they do make a difference in our lives, and I'm so very grateful for that. I'm grateful for the beauty of our world and the sounds of nature, the morning birds, the leaves blowing in this fall, autumn wind, the sound of rain, and even the thunder. I'm so grateful for the beauty of our world. And I think, again, so often we take it for granted, and our planet, we only have one. And I pray every day that we will take it seriously and we will do everything we can to preserve what our Creator has given us on this planet. I am very grateful for the many challenges of life, as they have most certainly taught me the valuable lessons of faith, hope, and love. And our world and our lives are so tentative in nature. And I am grateful for every single moment that we have. And I pray every day that we will all do our very best to stay present in the moment, because that really is all we have. And the last thing that I will say here as I end this Thanksgiving podcast, I'm very grateful to our Creator for the beauty of our world, for each of our individual and collective lives, and for all the ongoing experiences that we have here in our life on this planet. So with that, I wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. May you spend time with those that you love, those that you treasure, and may we take every single moment as the gift that it is and live life as large as we possibly can. Make it a great holiday.